In late July, the Senate confirmed Lester M. Crawford to head the Food and Drug Administration after two senators lifted a hold that had delayed the vote for a month. Can you give us the details, Mary Agnes?
Crawford, a veterinarian who had served as acting commissioner since March 2004, was approved by a vote of 78-16 on July 18th after Democrats Patty Murray of Washington and Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York withdrew their objections. Murray and Clinton had said that they would place a hold on Crawford's nomination until the FDA made a decision on whether to allow an emergency birth control drug to be sold over the counter. Because of opposition to the drug from anti-abortion groups, Murray and Clinton had raised concerns that FDA would not make a purely scientific decision and could let politics influence the outcome.
Although FDA has not ruled on whether the drug can be sold over the counter, they still lifted their hold. Why?
Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt told the senators July 15th that the agency would decide on the drug by September the 1st. While that move cleared the way for floor consideration, it did not dampen criticism from senators who were concerned about what they said were lapses in FDA oversight of drug safety. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley, he's a Republican from Iowa, noted lapses in FDA oversight of drug safety, saying that over the past 18 months, the country's confidence in FDA has been shaken.
Thank you, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.